off we go. Hello, innovators. Welcome to HIQA, Human Innovation Questions Answered. We are live again, so if you have questions, please let me know in the chat, wherever you see this. We're live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, in a couple of groups, and on my main page. So all different channels should reach me here right now. And again, in a little later time than I was doing it previously to accommodate for the US time zone, so everyone in at least the Western Hemisphere can join the live show. So today's topic is all about, again, corporate innovation, where we talk about how to build an innovation team. So how to build an innovation team is the main theme, and I've prepared two questions. So worst case, we're ending up doing just two questions. And I hope you jump in and give me a couple of more questions in case you're interested. You can as well post a couple of other questions on other topics because I will take them into the show as well. And one interesting thing, when I will post this later on, the recording of this episode, you will have already a very, very cool new feature, which is a Q&A. I have created a video Q&A on my webpage. Go to jensheidland.com and go to the upper search bar and look for Q&A. In that Q&A, I'm curating all the different answers I'm giving in a video Q&A. So there are a lot of search possibilities where you can find answers to different topics about innovation. Of course, human innovation is the leading theme for all of it. But you basically, all the different questions I'm answering in this longer show format, you will find single videos, smaller clips, me explaining and answering specific questions. So if you have a question you want to see later on in this show, either live or recorded, or seeing and finding it inside of the Q&A library, please let me know. Reach out to me. You can do that on all different social media platforms or through the podcast. And of course, right now you can do that in the chat. So let's get started. First, prepared questions. What is the right setup for innovation? I have had a couple of people asking that over different circumstances. So some in a very, very large organization and some in a kind of smaller organization, which is like 30 to 50 people. I will answer that in a common way so that it's hopefully applicable to all of you, depending on which organization you work in, and most probably even for startups. So, of course, starting with purpose. What is the purpose of innovation in your organization? Do you want to innovate your product? Do you want to innovate your business? So that's one perspective which you need to take, or service, of course. And then you need to look into, from a purpose perspective, of what do you want to innovate towards, which is like, do you want to incrementally, step by step, improve your service offer, improve your product, improve your business model with an organization? That's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation, and different setups in my eyes and in my experience, are required to do that. So incremental innovation, which is step by step, taking a product, a business, a service to the next level step by step, is one perspective. The other perspective is transformative. Transformative innovation, where you look into how do you take your business and leap? How do you take your product and change it and really look into how do you transform a product into a new product, into something that hasn't been there? So really about how do you build moonshots? How do you look into 10x development and all these things? Different organizational styles, different ways of how you handle that, specifically in the larger corporates. It's very, very important that you kind of do that in a different way. You can have an umbrella, which is the same organizational part, but you need to have a different setup and as well different people inside of these departments. Let's go into incremental. Incremental innovation requires you to have a setup and a mindset that enables everyone inside of the organization to innovate. So when we talk about step-by-step innovating, for me, it's if you have an innovation team, the main reason for this team of existing, this or having this team existing, is how do you enable the rest of the organization to innovate? How do you build enablers for the organization to innovate. That can be process, that can be different projects way, that can be different ways of how you finance projects, how you get projects approved that have an incremental innovation perspective. But very, very important is this team is not there to do the innovation themselves. In my eyes, you need to build a team that is focused on empowering the organization, and that requires a different setup than in the moonshot. Very, very important. So it's all about how do you build people that are connecting or organizational pieces, connecting organizational pieces and silos in most organizations with each other. Transformative innovation. If you want to build a 10x environment, if you want to reconfigure your organization where you say, we are building this right now and we want to go into a completely new direction. How do we do this in a safe way? How do we innovate the business model? How do we innovate our products in a different way and so on? That requires a setup which is slightly removed from the existing business because the internal immune system of your business is always fighting against this organizational piece. If you work in sales and or product development, if we take products today, if you work in product development and you are responsible to develop the next product, which is an incremental step, finding out has most of the time at least a long product cycle depending on what products you're doing, can be from a couple of months to a couple of years from a product cycle. That requires you to do that step by step by step by step, and there are a lot of things involved. These people will fight against the innovation engine when you look into how do we transform our business, how do we transform our product, the ways we innovate and build and design our products from the ground up, because they're always protecting what they have done, what they're doing. So very important to have something on the side. Even more important when you look into building a different business model, because the rest of the organization is based and measured on the existing business model. So nobody has the willingness, but they're not supporting it throughout. So it's different metrics where you measure these different teams. So the innovation set up for the transformative innovation project is all about how do you build a team that's adjacent, kind of disconnected from the main organization, that can do things in hidden side, where they innovate and rapidly do things in a completely different way, have a little bit of funding so that they can do that, or sometimes a lot of funding, depending on what your goals and visions are, but really go into this and have the freedom to fail, have the freedom to kind of take things apart and look at it. And of course, it's also different types of people you will need that. That's more the maverick part where you have crazy people like myself who are really into is like, how can we disrupt this business in the fastest possible way and build that on the side? And there are different ways of how you can basically even do both in the same organization. But it's the main point for me is like incremental innovation, empowering the organization to innovate. If you talk about transformative innovation, build it on the side. Go crazy, go all in, figure out, take a lot of risk, and then look into how either this, if it's a business model, how this business model can take over the other one, or later on how you implement that into the organization. But it's all about dividing this two pieces to build the right innovation organization for your business and for the purpose you want to innovate with. Now we have a couple of questions coming in, so that's good. I don't need to use all my prepared answers. Or the two, at least. Okay, next question is that fits perfectly to the previous topic. So how do I find then the right people for my innovation team? Again, starting with what do you want to achieve with the innovation? If you want to go step by step, it's all about how do you find people that enable the organization, which is more a coaching leadership style. People that are good with people connecting with each other. And then the other part is more the mavericks where you say, these are the people who are running through walls. So, of course, you will find these people in different ways. For me, it's important that because most of the time we look just for the mavericks. When you start off, hey, we want to innovate, we look for the most inspirational person, the most crazy person in the organization. If we first focus on internal, and then you say, hey, this person is running through walls. This person will get it done. fine if you put them into the transformational track and put them aside at the business. But it's really important that you start engaging with your organization first, where you try to understand where are the people who have a drive? What are the people in your organization that want to take the next step and are eager to take it? Because these people will have the natural drive in driving things forward inside of your organization. But as well, and that's often forgotten, take the people who are asking the difficult questions. Senior people inside of your organization who have maybe a couple of years already under the belt being in the organization, who have seen things failing and then are sometimes the party poopers, let's call them like this, where they are asking the difficult question. But that's exactly what you want to have in an innovation environment. So it's really about engaging with your organization, try to find out if you're the innovation leader, have talks, explain that you are looking to build a new team and have conversation with different people of the business, because most probably, at least in my history, you will get a lot of like people served on a silver tablet for you. It's like, hey, you should consider this person because, and that's all fine, but it's more about take your time, look into the organization. When you look externally, for me, I'm always researching the people in depth of what are they doing. Because everyone, if you take LinkedIn, everyone has a super duper CV on LinkedIn. It looks always brilliant, and it may be even amazing companies you have worked in. Go deeper. Try to understand more of what did they do specifically in this big, large organization, in this fantastic project, or in this small startup. Look deeper of what have been their achievements, their responsibilities, and really try to understand that. And of course, that means you need to engage with them. Engage with them even on social media. You find so much out about people on social media when you chat with them. Really engage with them. Of course, obviously, when you do interviews, you can put them into test mode and try to figure out how they would do different scenarios and so on, which you can do internally as well. But it's really about validate where they are and where they want to be. Do they have the drive which helps you to drive this thing forward? Because I can tell you, building an innovation team sounds easy and sounds fun. And in the beginning, everyone is like very enthusiastic. But it also requires a lot of stubbornness, a lot of things kind of grinding through the organization, because most of the organizations are not that nimble, even if we talk about startups. It's all about where is the capital allocated, what is the direction you are driving, what is the core revenue driver of the business. And then it's more about how can you allocate the innovation resources smart so that you can drive that into the business. So it requires a lot of stubbornness, but as well the inspirational powers to drive, and politics sometimes help to drive that into the organization. So I hope that helps to answer that question. Okay, next one is, do I then have to lead innovators differently than other people in an organization? That's a bigger question. For me, it's yes, but for me, leading and the whole leadership angle, which is, of course, everything I talk about when it comes to human innovation, has to change in all organizations. I have done a podcast interview the other day where we talked about like the corporate angle and what needs to change. So very, very interesting. I think it's not out yet. It will come in a couple of weeks. But it's really about how do you empower the organization? How do you empower people inside of your organization? And specifically when you work with innovation, giving you the answer properly for this question, it's about how do you as a leader step back and give the possibility for people to step up? Very important when you talk about innovation and giving people the possibility to take decisions. And then how you do that. Key part is, let's say the corporate world is you have a job profile. Inside of your job profile, the role is described and people have responsibilities, KPIs, and all these things. That's basically what you delegate to that person. I want you to take care of this bigger piece. And that maybe you're an innovation project manager. And as an innovation project manager, you should do certain things, and that's described in this job role. Have a conversation with the people that report to you and give them the full responsibilities. Let's say you drop an innovation project into their hands, And they need to develop this to the next level. So it's not about you helping them and guiding them through all the different steps. It's more about how do you enable them to do it themselves and giving them then the right resources. That's the next step. So it's not just delegating it as well. Give them the right resources, give them the right knowledge, support them when they need your support. And that's way harder than you think, because we're always going into a protection mode, which is, hey, I help you and I kind of pamper you to the next step. For me, and that starts with the selection process of who is working within innovation, you need to find people that are drivers of activities that are capable to grow, are willing to grow as well. And they're basically stepping into the innovation team and then growing them into the direction that they basically can run it themselves. I'm a big fan of establishing this way of working, not just for innovation teams, because I truly believe people are the most capable ever if you give them the freedom to do the things they're good at. So that means you need to put them into organizational parts where they're good at, where they have a good fit, but as well that they have a personal development opportunity in what they're doing. And then, of course, last part to that question is like listen. Listen properly to what's going on. Listen and try to listen between the lines as well. How they feel, what's going on, how do they like their job, and so on. It's really important to get them into that part. Okay, next question. How do I train people to innovate? That's a larger one. How do we take? I mean, let's take a step back first. Training people to innovate is basically changing a culture inside of an organization. So depending on who do you want to train, let's say if you want to work with people on a one-on-one base or a small department or the larger organization, for me, it's all about having a clear perspective of what you want people to do, giving them the vision of where you want to be. And that's, I know it's basic, but it's very, very important for training people to innovate if we talk about that. Is giving them a perspective that I want you to follow this path. I want you to get into that direction. And that's where we want to head with our company, with our topics. And then you go more into individually look into what do you need to fulfill this? What are you missing to be able to do that? And that can be maybe if you take a step back again, looking into the organization. You have marketing, you have sales or commercial, you have products, you have different organizational pieces, let's say HR communication, where you say, what do you as communication, what do you as product department need to innovate? And then you go deeper, because it's not about, hey, I need an Excel training or I need this or need that. It's more about doing it individually for the organizational piece. And then you will see a lot of synergies from a need perspective of the total organization. And then you go a level deeper, which is like the individuals inside of that departments, where you look into what are the individual needs to enable people to innovate. And most of the time, in my experience, it's not about the skills you think about right now, which is how do I run an innovation project? How do I do a design sprint? How do I do active listening? How do I do design thinking methodologies? These are specific skills and tools that help you to get there. Most of the time, in 90% of the organizations I have worked in and with, it's about leadership. You need to get the leadership organized in a proper way and led and trained so that they're empowering the people inside of the organization, so that the people who do the design sprint and learned how to do design thinking, that they have the possibility to apply that inside of their day-to-day jobs, projects, whatever they are doing. It's more about getting the leaders understand that these are certain tools that help us to be more innovative, and then empowering the leaders to lead properly. Most of the time, that's the biggest challenge. That's why I'm highlighting it here as well. Okay, that's the last one, and we close it with this one. If you have more questions, please shoot them into my direction. I'm happy to answer more and more questions, and look at jensheidland.com, where you can find the new video Q&A library, which is all about, of course, human innovation. Thank you very much for today, and see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You will find the links and resources in the show notes of this episode. If you would like to support the podcast, the most impactful thing you can do is subscribing to the show on any of the podcasting platforms and give me a review. This will help me to reach more innovators around the world and bring some of you into the show. If you have any questions to the guest or want to engage with me, feel free to reach out to me on social media and contact me there.